Praise the Lord. I thank and praise God for this wonderful opportunity to be able to do a youth message this Sunday. Thank you, Pastor, for giving me that opportunity as well. And today's topic I would be speaking today is the importance of being patient. And it's been a topic that even I'm even trying to work on myself, actually, in my life. And I know my parents are watching this on the stream, and they're being like, man, what is this guy going to talk about? And, like, you know, I hope that I don't, like, you know, say anything wrong or anything, you know. So they're kind of worried. I can see that on their faces. I can imagine at home. But, today's topic is about how to be patient. And many of us, like, have this, like, thing where, like, we want to get a job done so quick. And, like, us humans, even myself including, are impatient. And we want to get things done quick. But at the same time, in some situations, there's also consequences to those things, to those actions that we do. And we're going to look into, like, real life examples as well as the spiritual point of being patient. And so an example I would like to bring up is actually, when it comes to being patient, like, I'm also the kind of person who is impatient all of my life. I always sometimes even question God, like, God, why isn't this working the way I want it? Like, you know, why is it that the other person gets something first, but I have to wait an extra long, like, extra 2 or 3 days or, like, even longer just to get, like, you know, that whatever they get, right? So, you know, we're going to look into some points in, some points as well, but an example I would like to bring up is actually one incident. Well, it's not an incident, but it's something that happened. In those times when I was working, you know, after a long day from work, you know, you come back home and you're like, okay, you had enough of work and you just want to come home, drink some chaya or tea and, like, you know, just relax and not think about anything, not think about work or stress about anything. So, like, you drive home and, like, there's this road that is, like, it's, like, actually a country road. It's, like, there's incoming traffic and outgoing traffic. There's only 2 lanes. So what happened is, like, I'm driving home and, like, the speed limit is 80. Don't worry, I'm going in the limit, not over the limit. But, like, all of a sudden, this, like, just trailer, this big trailer comes in out of nowhere, out of the side, and just comes in, like, he slows down the traffic. It went from 80 to, like, 20 or 15. And, like, as everyone would do, what would you do in that situation? You would try and overtake that. But, all the cars were, like, doing this smart move by, like, you know, overtaking that trailer. But then, I was like, oh, okay, if they're doing that, might as well, I might as well do that too. I might as well get home and relax. Like, you know, it's been a long day. But then, I thought to myself, man, if I made that move, you know, what if there's another car that's coming this way and, like, hits the car? First of all, I'll be worried because, you know what, I'm driving, like, a car that is not, like, my own, like, you know, the bill payments and everything are under dad's name and all that. So, like, you know, if anything happens, you know, I would be kind of worried and stressed and all that. But most importantly, what if my life was at risk? Or what if something happened to me at that, just that one moment? We think that we can, you know, try to, like, overtake and, like, you know, try to bypass one of those, like, thing, those trailers. But, like, what if your life was at risk? And so these are the types of situations where it's worth waiting then to put yourself at risk and getting yourself into trouble. There's also other types of times where, like, impatience comes. It's when I'm doing online shopping or when I'm filling up the gas for the SUV or the car in general. Like, you know, so you come back home, you'll see the gas station prices is like, oh, 99.99. Like, before in the morning, it's like a dollar. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is the best price. It cannot get any lower than this. And so it cannot get any lower than this. So I was thinking, oh, okay, so I might as well get it done, get the gas filled before the prices go up in the midnight. So I fill up the gas, and then, like, you know, I take the car, take the SUV home, so then I fill up the next car, so that way we both have, like, you know, full tanks. And then when you come up there, and then the price drops again to, like, 94 cents. And I'm like, bro, like wasn't it just 99 cents before? And, like, I could have waited, like, that extra 10 minutes, but then I filled up a full tank, and, like, you know, there goes all the money that I wasted. But, like, you know, hey, the good thing, you get a good full tank, but then you lose money. And then also when it comes to online shopping, you know, I'm, like, more of a, IT tech guy. Like, you know, I love buying new stuff. And like, your mom always says to me, manage what you want and what you need. And like, you know, sometimes it's very hard. Like, you know, you see something at a good deal, and then you look at your bank account and you're like, it doesn't look like I can manage that. So I'm like, okay, I'll wait till my next paycheck. And then by the next paycheck, when the next paycheck comes in, and then the prices went up again, I'm like, this is just too much. This is too sad. Like, why is this only on me? And so then there's times where we have to be patient. Like, you know, we look at the price and like, you know, we think, do we want it now, or should we wait a little bit more when the prices get better, you know? And also another example I just wanted to bring before I bring to my to the topic here is baking a cake. Many of us baked a cake or made pizza. I know I've made pizza. So when we make pizza, frozen pizza, like we put it in the oven and we preheat it, and like it's warming up in the oven, and like we check and we're so hungry. I'm hungry. Like, you know, so I look at the pizza and I'm like, oh man, I'm so hungry. I'm going to take it out now. But when I take it out now, it's undercooked. It's still undercooked. So I'm like, you know, okay, I might as well wait another 10 more minutes. It'll be like a little less like, undercooked. So then you wait a little bit more and then you're really hungry and you're like, oh, it's so undercooked. So then you wait another 10 minutes and that's where it's like the sweet spot. And I was like, okay, that's done. Bring it out and let's eat it. And so in the same way, so when we come, when we look at it at a spiritual point, there's a time for everything, and we need to work around God's timing. And, you know, God's timing is always perfect. You know, God will never give us a half-finished project. Like, God, you can imagine how many projects God has in each and every one of us, in each and every one of our lives. Like, he has assignments, like, set for each and every one of us, and he has everything written. But like, you know, we ask God, why can I get this now? But like God's response, like, it's like not the time yet. You need to wait a little bit more. And you know what? Once you wait, it's where you get like the best finished response. And it's like you think to yourself, man, it's worth the wait. Like, you know, God always plans everything. And like, no matter how much we like, you know, cry over it, or how much we just really desperately want it and we keep praying about it, We just need to ask God's will to be done and let it happen in the time, because, you know, he always does the best for us. I don't think he would ever do anything that would harm us. Even though we go through like a temporary suffering, or like we go through a tough time, like I don't think our God would ever just abandon us like that. And so, like, you know, there's times where we also go through a time of fear. Like, you know, we trust in God, and then at the last minute, like, you know, on the day of, we still see no result, and we start to fear God. Like that's where we start to fear. Like, the human mind, that is the human mind. Like, you know, we tend to think, oh man, it's not going to happen. What are we going to do? What are the next options, you know? But, you know, I know for a fact that God will do everything in his time. And another example I want to bring out is, like, first of all, actually, a question is, what is the most important thing? What is the most important feature to have in a vehicle? The most important feature to have in a vehicle, and it's like a must. Steering wheel. Oh yeah, steering wheel. Yes, but there's also one concept: is the brakes. If you didn't have brakes, think about driving a car nonstop, no brakes. You're driving up at a high speed, say for example 260 kilometers per hour, if you really want to drive on the highway, which I will never do. You know, I will never drive that fast on a highway, but you know, I don't think Dad will like that. But yeah, think about driving that fast without any brakes, and you're just continuously driving, and there's no way to stop the car. And so then, you know, without brakes, how would you stop the car? And you cannot turn off the engine. You cannot turn off anything. You're like basically stranded like that. So there's times in our lives where we need to stop and like slow down. And we need to just put on that brake, actually, and just trust in God. Because, like, you know, without worries, that's what tries to deviate us away from God, and like where we became faithless. And like, you know, we build up fear when we do not rely on God, and like we come to a point of breakdown. And you know what? I've been through an experience in my life. Like, you know, it's kind of a an experience at a point in a time of my life where, like, you know, I've experienced so much pressure, stress, and like times where you cannot where I could not handle situations, like. And this is coming to my school life, actually, when I first started college. I mean, there's times before that, like, you know, my high school years, there was also some tug and pull here and there, but not as much as how I, like, gone through my life in college. College life was, you know, there was a lot of ups and downs in my life. It's very hard to say, like, you know. So this one I would like to explain, like, you know, I'm praying that God may strengthen me as I say this. And that I hope it may be a blessing. There may be one person who's watching online who might have experienced the same thing that I've experienced, and like I hope you can. I hope like it may this testimony may be a blessing to you. So I'm coming closer to the end of my diploma, and like I'm about to graduate, and there was a time where like you know what my essential plan was after I finish my diploma, I want to work, get experience, and like you know build myself up. I wanted to like you know because work here in Canada, especially like work experience is like essential. It doesn't matter even if you like study so much and get a high degree, you still need the essential part to having a job is experience. Experience is the most important part. Apart from your education, doesn't mean that your education is not important. Education is definitely important, but there's the experience portion that needs to be like done in order to like get a job. So I've gotten all these like you know prophecies and all that, like saying like I'm coming close to my diploma, and I got a lot of these prophecies, like not just from one person, but from like many people. And so I'm like, I knew like, okay, this is like not a joke. Like God, this is what God wants me to do. Then I shouldn't say no. I should not say no. If God has a plan for me and He really wants me to do it, I should not say no. And so then I've been striving like that last semester before my graduation. I was like really pushing so hard to get a good mark. I've been like seeking so many people, like you know, seeking for guidance and everything. And like you know, I was like just pushing myself so much, and I was just praying to God as well at the same time, like, you know, God, give me the guidance, the Holy Spirit to be upon me in my studies, because I cannot handle it on my own. And so then, like, it came to the point, like, I finished my last semester, and then I was outside, like, you know, we were going shopping and all that, and I was, like, really stressed because marks were coming up, and I'm like, man, what is my grade point average going to be like? What is my class marks going to be like? And so then I was like, you know, so when the time came, like they released it at a specific time. So when the time came, I opened up my marks. I passed all my courses. I was able to, like, you know, I was eligible for graduation, but, you know, I wanted to get into like a degree program, like, you know, but I was like 1 or 2 points off the grade point average to get into that degree program. So I was happy, but I was so much in distress and pain and sorrow in my life. Like, I'm like, man, I was so close, but I was off by like 2 points. And so then, like, you know, I told this to Mom. Like, Mom really wanted me to, like, you know what, don't do this for yourself, do this for God. Like, do this for the glory of God. Like, don't think about anything else. Like, remember that this is only for God. So I told my mom this, like, you know, I couldn't make it. Like, you know, I graduated, great thing, but, like, I couldn't make it to that degree program. So she's like, okay, email these coordinators, email them and see what other options are there. Like, you know, you got to try and do it. Like, you know, you got to meet that goal. So I've been emailing them. I emailed them. So the moment I got my marks, I emailed them. I asked for, like, an appointment and, like, you know, what are the other options? I emailed both of my coordinators. I didn't get a reply. I emailed again the next month after that first month. I emailed again. No reply. And so then I was like, you know, I was like, you know, if they're not going to reply, what am I going to do? And so, like, you know, I was kind of in, like, a moment of, like, confusion. Like, man, like, if I even thought to myself, God, if you really wanted me to get into this degree program, then you would have let me pass. Like, you know, I would have gotten this GPA and I would have been up there. But what happened and all that? And So then one day, like, me and mom were driving, like, to some meeting or something. I remember we were driving to a meeting, and then mom asked me, what is it about the admissions and stuff like that? And I was so upset, like, you know, because mom kept reminding me, oh, email them, email this. My mom was like, oh, email them, like, email your coordinator again. I was honestly so mad. I was driving the car, and I was so mad because I was both in tension and in pain, and, like, I couldn't take it. I was at, like, a boiling point. I got so mad. I told mom, I'll explain it. You know, I'm like, mom, can't you understand that I'm in a pain? Like, you know, I emailed two of these coordinators, and none of them replied to me. What do you expect me to do? Like, what do you expect me to do at this point? Like, you know what? Do not ever come to me again with studies. I had it. I don't want to go there. I'm going through so much pressure, so much stress. Do not ever, you could talk about anything else, but never again come to me about studies, because this is it. If I don't get it, I'm going to move on. I'm not going to go after this. I got so mad. And as I was mad, like, you know, after I said that, like, I felt like blood flowing from my head or from my heart all the way to my feet. Like, it's just been like, and like, I'm speeding up the car, and like, oh man. And then I was at a point where I had to, like, calm down. So then, like, you know, then I felt bad, like, you know, for telling this to mom, and, like, you know, because, you know, I look at it at two points. There's one, a son's, like, you know, kind of pain to not getting into that program, and also there's another side where a mother and father's pain, like, you know, they want to see their son succeed and go into and keep climbing higher, you know. So I don't know who to blame. I leave that question to you. Who do you blame for this? And honestly, I have nothing to say for that. At this point, there's no one to blame for this. But so then I told her, like, in the midst of that, I'm like, if you want to contact them, I'll give you my student number. I'll give you my email, everything. You go and contact them. I'm not going to contact a single person. I leave it up to you. So she said, okay, I'll do it. And she was doing all these emails, and she was doing it through prayer. I remember there's times where, like, you know, she would wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, she always wakes up 4 o'clock in the morning, but she would come to my room, like, place her hand on my head and pray, even though she thinks I'm sleeping, but I'm not sleeping. But, like, you know, she placed her hand on my head and starts, like, praying quietly, and I can feel it. And, like, you know, she would pray in the basement, close the door, pray in the basement. She would be praying for me and Jobin and our family. And so she was emailing a different coordinator, and she's reaching out, and she was doing it all in prayer. And when I got home, I kind of felt bad, and I said sorry to my mom. At the same time, I went to my room, I poured out my heart. I closed the door and I poured out. I cried to God. God, why is it happening to me? Why is this, like, you know, why is it not easy for me? Like, so many other people have their, like, you know, they're up to that level, and why am I still here? So then we've been waiting for a reply, you know. And then one day when I was driving home, like, this was a different day, I'm driving home and I got a call from mom saying, you know what, I got a reply from the coordinator. And they said, your GPA is not this GPA that you see on the website. And I'm like, I was like so confused. I'm like, what? Like, are you serious? She's like, no, this is the GPA you have. You've met the minimum requirement. And not only that, that coordinator wanted to have an interview with me. She wanted to speak with me. So I was, like, shocked. Like, I'm like, you know, at the same time, I was very hesitant. Like, you know, should I go for this? What if I fail? So this what if situations came in my mind. But, like, you know what? And mom said, you know what? Take this interview and go for it. Go for it. So we booked a day. I took a day off from work, actually. By God's grace, God actually blessed me with a job, with a co-op position that time. So I took a day off. And so we went, me, mom, dad, we went to the school. And we met with the coordinator. And she was like, you know what? I think you might be you might be able to fit with this program. I'm looking at all your marks, and I think you're pleasing, and we would like you to join with us in Seneca." And then, like, you know, as I hear this, like, she was like, you met the minimum requirement, but, you know, you didn't get the admission yet. But she placed all the options for me, like, take this one course and you will get into the program. So she was like, take your time. I don't need an answer right away. Take your time, go home, and let me know by email. So, and as she's saying this, I look and I see my mom tearing up, like, honestly, so emotional, like, emotional in happiness. And, like, you know, I saw that and I was also, like, you know, I kind of, like, seeing that from mom, I kind of got slightly emotional, but, you know, I was very thankful to the coordinator. So then we were driving home, and then mom was like, well, what do you think? And I was still very hesitant. I was like, you know, it's a hard program. Like, you know, it's not easy. Like, what if this happens? What if that happens? And then, like, you know, they were saying, like, can't you just look back for just a moment what God has done in your life? Like, God has blessed you with so much, and you know what? You should take this. And so then I took it. I took the challenge, and I did the course, and I passed the course by God's grace. Honestly, like, I don't think I would have made it through that course. I passed by God's grace, and then I finally got the admission to the program. And I'm right now enrolled in that program currently. And there's reasons, like, you know, like, I asked God, like, you know, like, God's plans is so mysterious. Like, we do not know what God will do in our lives. And one thing is for sure is God's promises never fail in our lives. And he will never leave us. Like, even when we go through tough situations, like, you know, as a Christian, you will definitely go through tough situations, tough times. Like, I'm not going to go up to someone who is a different religion and be like, oh, come to Christianity. All your problems will be solved. All your problems will be solved. You won't have any pain. You won't have anything. I cannot go to someone else like that, because that's not true. As a Christian, you will go through suffering. You will go through pain, and you might even go through failures in your life. But in the midst of those failures, in the midst of that pain, God is with you. God will not promise you a perfect life, but God will guide you and lead you in whatever situation. When a door is closed, when many doors are closed, God will open one door, and no one, not a single person, can ever shut that door, because he has it just for you. And like, you know, like, those times before, like, you know, when I was going through these pain, like, you know, many things came into my mind. I'm like, man, what will society think? Like, you know, many people ask me, oh, what's your plan? What's your future plan? Like, where are you going? And I'm like, oh, I'm doing this degree. This was before I even enrolled into this degree program. I'm like, yeah, I'm planning on going for this degree program and everything. And then when things didn't go the way it planned, like, you know, I was in distress. Like, I was thinking, man, what will people think of me? Like, will people think of me as a failure? Or, like, will people, like, you know, what will people think of me, like, you know, if I didn't meet that expectation? But, like, for me now, it doesn't matter for me, because wherever God leads me, he will lead me in the right path. It doesn't matter what people will say. It's God who will lead me. God will provide for me. And you know what? And today I say to those who are watching online, those who are going through that kind of pain, who are worried about their job, worried about what tomorrow is, you know, don't worry about it, because God is in control. God is looking after you, and he will never leave you. Whatever he promised for you in your life, he will fulfill it in your life. And, like, you know, just continue to just trust in him and abide in him, and, like, continue to pray. Honestly, and my advice for all those, like, you know, especially to the parents, I would say the best we can do for the younger generation, or to those who are studying, or to anyone, is through prayer. Our prayers play an effective role in like, you know, a Christian life, in our studies and everything. And I felt that in my life. Like, you know, I've been through struggles where, like, you know, there's times where in college, like, you know, you would have to go Like to get one paper sanctioned, you had to go to 5 different people. Like, you know, one person will tell you, oh, go to this person. And that person will tell you, go to the next person. Go to the next person. It's just like one of those, like, you know, government offices that, like, you know, I'm not blaming the government or anything, but it's like, you know, some offices that, like, you know, oh, you had to go to different places just to get one paper sanctioned. But, like, you know, God will guide you and lead you in whatever step. And today I'm going to close this message by saying this. Do not lose hope, for God is in control. Let us learn to be patient, and let's hold on to his promises, which will never fail. And as I conclude this message, I would just like to take this moment to pray for each and every one of us. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for this day, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for the time you've given us, Lord Jesus, Father God, to be able to worship you, Father God, Lord, those who are watching online, Lord Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, who are listening to this, Father God. I pray that you bless us and you guide us and lead us. So forgive us for all our sins, for all our shortcomings in our life, Lord, Father God, Lord. Lord, for you are our strength and our shield, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, it's not by our works or by our ability or what we've done, Lord Jesus, but Lord, like, it's all about you and it's all because of you, Lord Jesus, Father God, Lord. Those who are going through struggles and pain in their life, Lord, Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit guides be upon them, Lord Jesus, Lord. Touch their hearts, Lord Jesus, Lord. In these uncertain times, Lord Jesus, Lord, I pray that you be with each and every person, Father God, Lord. And we submit this prayer and everything under their hands, Lord Jesus, Lord. I pray that you bless each and every one of us. Those who are studying, Lord Jesus, those who are going through stress with all the workload and everything, Lord. I pray that your mighty hand be upon them and help them, Lord Jesus. And Lord, bless each and every one of us, Lord. And we ask all this in the name we pray. Amen. And also I'd like to say thank you, Lord. I thank God and also thank everyone for praying for me and my family. Like, you know, your prayers have been the reason why I've, like, you know, like, so far I've been moving well. Like, I don't know how would I've made it. Like, you know, I think to myself, man, like, through my diploma, you know, I just like to mention one thing. Like, you know, throughout my diploma, like, I've seen many people, like, back out halfway. They stopped halfway through the semester and dropped out. They went to other like, programs and other things, and, like, half of their money was wasted, half of the time was wasted. But I look in my life, and I'm so thankful, like, you know, God has led me through at least that diploma stage, like, to get my diploma. If I would have been like them, I honestly, if I didn't get my diploma, I don't know how I would have been able to stand here today. Honestly, like, I'm so thankful to God for leading me, and, like, you know, and I request all of you to continue to pray for me, and also all our students, those who are studying, because none of the courses, anything is easy. You know, there's a lot of obstacles we had to face, but, you know, I believe by the prayers, like, those prayers, like, that is more than enough, and that's the best support that we can get. And thank you for your time, and may God bless you with these words.